Okay, we're about to finish Mimelech Shegoz Shmad. I'm sorry for the long lapse since Purim. Baruch Hashem, busy baking matzahs. Now it's Erev Pesach, and we're about to go into Pesach. So let's finish up this story. We have this Jew, we'll call him a Morano, who basically gave up his Judaism, but he had a request. He would save the king's life. And he had a request from the king, and this was like, you know, a few kings ago, I think. There were four kings. And he said to the first king that his request is that he wants to wear talis b'tfilin b'golui. And he got that request, but this is the fourth king, and it wasn't clear if he was able to do that anymore. In the end of the story, as we're getting to the end of the story, basically, the last king, who was very makbid, who didn't keep the covenant of his forefathers, that this person could wear talis b'tfilin, basically dies because of the talis and tefillin. We'll just read a little bit inside at the end. There's the last paragraph. The chacham who was giving advice to the king was in wonderment. He was careful from the shore and the seh, which the astrologers told him they have to be careful of the shore and the seh, which is represents seh, represents the wool of talis, and the shore represents the ore of tefillin. But they didn't know that. They thought shor v'seh. Ve'eich shebo shiyeh nichos v'uzaro. Ono onus v'omar. So the onus, this Jew says, aydei nichos ki hachoze kochav merov lo yido maor. Meaning the astrologers did see something. They're onto something. Shor v'seh. Ki shor osin maor v'tfilin. V'seh osin mitzmar v'tziz the talis. Meaning the shor and seh were right. V'aydeim nichos v'uzaro. Ki osin amlachos shor Yehuda. And they were right that in the end of the day, this king will fall because the Jews of Beschus Talos Tefillin. Ki osan lachem shal Yehudim darim b'dina sam shemabushim b'talos tefillin ayolchem derech ha'esh v'loy nezakim klal. Those who wore talos and tefillin went right through the ash and they weren't hurt at all. V'hu nichras, but this king who went through the fire, he was seeing other people going through the fire, so he figured he can do it too. Aydish lo rishon Yehudim lo shalovshin talos tefillin leishav b'dina senu. And he was burnt because he didn't allow the Jews to wear talos and tefillin, and therefore he had no protection against the fire. Valkena Yushua Vesesha Moses Socha Kimimenu Kiachozik Chamro Velo Yodu Maru. They saw something, but they didn't know what they saw. Benichas Huvazara. And this king was destroyed, and all of his Zer was destroyed for the rest of the time for his kingdom. So, one thing that I think that one point that we can make, and this was Mechadesh. In the Purim Suda Dafka, by Judah Klein, we were speaking at the Purim Suda. I have no idea how the Melech Shegoz Hashmad came up, but it came up, and he said, "B'shem Rav Nosson David Kivak, that you have two types of people here. The two types of Jews at the beginning of the story. Those Jews who were Moser Nefesh, they gave up everything for the Yiddishkeit and to keep the Yiddishkeit begolui, and they left their places, they gave up all their riches, they gave up all their property. And that was tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, and nothing to take away from them. Tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. And obviously Rabbi Nachman was a big fan of Mesiris Nefesh. That's one of the reasons he was buried in Uman, because he was buried with the thousands of people who gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. So obviously he believed very much in Mesiris Nefesh. However, the chiddush of this story is a chiddush of one of the great chiddushim of Rabbi Nachman. The chiddush of this story is that the Jew who's Morano, he's an Anus. He didn't Moser Nefesh to the extent that the other Jews did, and he gave up his Judaism begalui. But when he saved the king, he had one request, to keep talis u'tefillin. And b'schus the talis u'tefillin, he was able to save the whole empire, and the king died. The evil king, at the end, dies because this Jew kept talis u'tefillin. Which teaches us that Rabbi Nachman is teaching that, yes, there are Jews on very high levels of Mesiris Nefesh, willing to give up everything, and those are very, very high Jews, and those are very high levels. However, Even the Nekuda Akhtana, and this goes back to the Resh Pek Bet, the Nekuda Tova, to hold on a bissel is oichud, a little bit is also good, and to hold on to what we have, because that little could become a lot in the end of the day if we believe full heart into that little. And that little was holding on to talis and tefillin, because this Jew, although he gave up all of his Judaism and begalui, he was able to hold on to talis and tefillin. Because of that, he was zochet to save the whole kingdom. Meaning that sometimes we feel that our avodah is not complete. many times, just even tonight, bdikas chametz. Do you think that I did a proper bdikas chametz? Half the time I was breaking up fights between my kids about who hid it, and this person didn't write it down, and this person didn't hide it right, and half the time I was just breaking up. That's not bdikas chametz. So if you can't serve Hashem with completion here, all these stories about tzaddikim with bdikas chametz. So what's my bdikas chametz? So this story teaches us, and this is where Rabbi Nachman's Chiddush, hold on to that little bit, Azam Elokai Ba'odi Ba'od Shiyesh Li. Hold on to the Talis and Tefillin, even if your Yiddishkeit boils down to just Talis and Tefillin, okay? Hold on to it. Hold on to every bit, because every small bit can become a great bit in the end of the day. So that is the message of the story of Melech Shagaz Hashmad, one of the messages of the stories of Melech Shagaz Hashmad, and also just a small little message at the end, which is not so small again, is that that the outside world doesn't chap the idea of mitzvos. I mean, the astrologers saw that we have to be careful from Shor V'Seh, but no way would they ever imagine that that's talking about a prayer shawl and a bunch of phylacteries, leather tefillin. How would that affect the world? How would that save somebody from a fire? But little do they know that the mitzvahs are nitzchias, and every little mitzvah, any time a Jew, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe knew this. I don't know if this is we're not going to get into this right now, but I'm not sure if the Lubavitcher Rebbe's goal was to carve all these Jews by putting on tefillin one time. His goal was to do the mitzvah of tefillin and to hold on to the schus of the mitzvah of tefillin and what it does in Shemayim for any Jew who puts it on. It wasn't like, oh, let's try to get him into Torah mitzvahs. I'm sure Rebbe cared very much about people getting into Torah mitzvahs, but I don't know if it was all that. I think it was also just one Jew in one place putting on tefillin for one moment and saying Shema Yisrael, or even not saying Shema Yisrael, just putting on the tefillin alone creates a great, great, great storm in heaven. And that's what we see in Melech Shagaz Hashmad. That Af al Pichein, that this Anus gave up all of his Judaism, and he wasn't strong like the Mesiris Nefesh people, he was able to save all the Jews from this evil king. And this evil king is the fourth of the kings in this story, and that represents Edom. And we're holding by the end of Edom, the whole end of the fourth Malchus of Edom. And perhaps Rabbi Nachman's teaching us that in the fourth Malchus of Edom, our avodah is not going to be b'shleimus legamrei, and it's going to be very hard just to do a little avodah Hashem. But that little avodah Hashem can save us, and we have to hold on to the little avodah Hashem. So going into Pesach, a little message, like I said by Bidikas Chametz, to find that little place, to find that little corner in Haggadah that you connect to, and just believe that just drinking the Arba Kosos and just drinking the Matzahs and just saying the Haggadah and the Manashtana and whatever baby Yishwei may be and whatever may else be happening that's bothering us during the Seder, just to hold on to those mitzvahs. The mitzvah itself is so nitzchi. The mitzvah itself, no one could take away, no matter what conversations at the table, no one could take away a Jew eating matzah, eating maror, drinking the Arba Kosos. Just the mitzvahs themselves do so much, and they go so far. We have to believe in the nitzchis of mitzvahs, even if it's something small. And even if it's not avodah shebishleimus, we're living in the Malchus Edom. And the end of the day, the simple mitzvah, the holding on to the poshuta mitzvah of talis and tefillin, will hold us, even when the whole world doesn't understand. How could it be? And when I say the whole world, unfortunately, I mean a lot of Jewish people, maybe even a lot of Orthodox people. What is it about putting on a talis do anything for the world? And what is putting a tefillin? I understand tikkun olam, a person goes to, he saves the world and he does hatzal and all these great things. And I understand why that's such a great thing. But putting on, a bunch of leather straps in the morning, oh, come on. Rabbi Nachman's teaching that even that little bit, the ode sheyesh li is a gevaldic thing. Have a kosher v'sameach.